What happens after the most significant event in human history? I'm Chris Montgomery, senior pastor at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and welcome to Fraser 365. Today we're in a study called Victory, a journey from the cross to Pentecost. Our prayer is that through God's Word, you'll come to a greater knowledge today of what it means to be a disciple of Christ and live in the victory of His resurrection power.
Welcome to Day 33 of From the Cross to Pentecost. Today's devotional is entitled, My Times Are in God's Hand. Charles Spurgeon once said, Providence is a soft pillow for anxious head and a grave for despair. Our text today is Psalm 31, 15 through 16. My times are in your hand. Rescue me from the hand of my enemies and from my persecutors. Make your face shine on your servant. Save me in your steadfast love. Some thoughts on today's reading. What does it mean when David says, My times are in your hand? Gerald Wilson shares this answer within the greater context of Psalm 31. The use of time/times in this sense is more than a remark on the passage of time. Underlying the psalmist's surrender is an understanding of life as made up of a series of decisive moments in which a person can take either appropriate or inappropriate direction, depending on how he or she responds to the circumstances. One response is to seek control and manipulate the situation to one's advantage. That is clearly what the psalmist's opponents are doing. The other way is to surrender one's personal will to the power and authority of God, as the psalmist seeks to do in 31:15. The phrase, My times are in your hand, from Psalm 31:15, is a powerful expression of trust and dependence on God. This impacts our belief in God in several areas. First, we must trust in God's divine sovereignty. Verse 5 emphasizes God's control over all aspects of life, our past, present, and future. It reassures Christians that God is sovereign, holding authority over time and circumstance. Second, this expression means we must trust in God's timing. By proclaiming that our times are in God's hands, the psalmist expresses an assurance that God knows the right timing for every situation. This encourages us to trust in God's plan, even when circumstances seem complex or uncertain. This phrase also underscores the hope and comfort believers can have, knowing that God is aware of our struggles and that we can rely on His protection and guidance. Since our times are in God's hands, I know that God can reinforce my faith in times of trouble. Because David can trust God's plan and timing, he exclaims, Make your face shine on your servant. Save me in your steadfast love, in verse 16. David prays for the light of God's face to shine on him and the love of God to save him. David knows that the presence of God brings a radiant glory to all who will receive it. God's presence will shine brightly into your dark times, and His love saves. For David and every believer, this psalm is all about trusting in the Lord. John Ortberg shares the following story that illustrates the complete trust needed in God's timing and plan. Not long before his death, Henry Nguyen wrote a book called Sabbatical Journeys. He writes about some friends of his who were trapeze artists called the Flying Rudellas. They told Nguyen there's a special relationship between flyer and catcher on the trapeze. The flyer is the one that lets go, and the catcher is the one that catches. As the flyer swings high above the crowd on the trapeze, the moment comes when he must let go. He arcs out into the air. His job is to remain as still as possible and wait for the strong hands of the catcher to pluck him from the air. One of the Flying Rudellas told Nguyen, The flyer must never try to catch the catcher. The flyer must wait in absolute trust. The catcher will catch him, but he must wait. May your absolute trust in Jesus lead you to proclaim, My times are in your hand today. Some questions to consider. What can you learn about trusting God from David's words? How does trusting in His presence and His love impact your daily spiritual journey? Have you ever, like David, prayed that God's face would shine on you? If not, ask Him now. Thanks for joining us today.